I'm writing this the morning after I spent 12 hours in a boat on the Atlantic Ocean far from the Florida shore doing what is called pelagic birding. The cruise was the final field trip for the Space Coast Birding and Nature Festival and was the perfect way for me to close my Florida adventure before starting the long drive home. It was possible I could add a bird or two to my life list on this trip, and I'm always excited about that possibility, but the Atlantic Ocean is vast, and even with 110 pairs of eyes looking every which way, it's easy to miss birds out there. So I went out open to anything with only one actual goal, to take at least one or two good photos of the northern gannet, a bird I figured we couldn't possibly miss. Gannets belong to the family Sulidae with boobies. Boobies nest in southern seas, but gannets breed on rocky cliffs in the North Atlantic, where they're the largest breeding seabird. Gannets breed far from the Florida coast, but a great many migrate here in winter, and young birds remain on the Atlantic off Florida and in the Gulf of Mexico for two or more years before returning north to begin breeding. The gannet is quite abundant still, so is not listed as a bird of conservation concern, but I consider it one because the way we're trashing the ocean is making all ocean life so vulnerable. The gannet was the bird most often collected dead or badly oiled after the BP oil spill. On my pelagic trip, I tried not to think too much about trash and oil spills and bunker fuel and the many other ways we pollute the ocean while I was watching gannets. They're gorgeous in flight or swimming, and I managed to get dozens of reasonably good photos of them. They were gathering near the boat because the crew was chumming, that is, tossing out fish oil and guts and popcorn out the back to lure in gulls, which often attract curious seabirds from a distance. The gannets watching this were diving from only 10 or 20 feet above the water, though when actively fishing may dive from as much as 100 feet above the surface. They manage this because their nostrils are located in their mouth rather than externally, because they have air sacs under the skin of their face and chest that act as bubble wrap to soften the blow when they hit water, and because their eyes are located forward, providing binocular vision to accurately judge when they'll hit. They dive so frequently that the word gannet has come to refer to a glutton. We saw dozens of gannets at close range until we got far from shore. Right when we started seeing sailfish and flying fish, we stopped seeing them. I got just a couple of slightly out-of-focus pictures of gannets plunging arrow-like into the ocean, one of the most spectacular things they do. I didn't see any lifers on this trip, the distant brown booby and Cory Shearwater, and the closer red phalaropes, bridled terns, and Jaegers were already on my life list. But I reached my goal on this perfect day and will head home with happy memories of my favorite seabird and a lovely voyage. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.